Yes, there is no question, but what his private policy is to appease, while his public policy is to pretend that he is achieving equality and great breakthroughs.
Okay, sir, I'd like to ask you something which is of highly importance to me. I was born in Greece, I'm an American citizen, and I feel that the Greek people and the Greek government have been one of the staunchest allies in the Mediterranean for years. And since the early 60s, I think Greece, excuse the expression, has been shafted by American policy in the Middle East. Now, the United States, from what I see, has been favoring Turkey. And Turkey, in both world wars, either has been neutral or has been with the Germans. It was not a stronger ally for the Americans than has been Greece. Greece has allowed America to use its naval bases. It has allowed American intelligence to utilize the country as it needed. Here you have a country like Turkey, which has not allowed American bases. Besides surveillance, you have a country like Israel, which I think, I totally believe in the integrity of the country of Israel. But me as an American, as a Greek American, I find that the United States is being brainwashed by American news, by certain politicians who have such control and business interests that America is losing sight of its priorities.
Well, I think that it's important for the United States to continue to support its critical allies. I think Israel is one of these. I think Greece is another one.
I'm not saying that the United States should not support the integrity of Israel, but so blindly support one ally and so openly disregard another ally who has shown its friendship all these years, that...
You won't get any argument from me on the Greek-Turkey thing. I'm on record as strongly disagreeing with this administration with regard to the Greek-Turkish situation. One additional fact that might be pointed out is at the time of the Yom Kippur War, while the Greeks were permitting us to continue to operate out of their ports in order to bring U.S. naval forces to bear on that crisis, the Turks were prohibiting the use of their facilities while permitting the Soviet Union to overfly their skies and bring airlift into the
Earth. And in regard to the oil rights, by international law, Greece has been willing to go to the Court of the Hague, to the United Nations. Turkey has disregarded because by law, the Aegean is strictly Greece, because by international law, there's no recognition, there's no difference between islands and the mainland.
I'm familiar with the problem. I think U.S. policy has been unbalanced in favor of the Turks.
Except one thing, you have Mr. Ford, who I totally believe is ignorant and is totally dependent on the knowledge, the brainwashing of Mr. Kissinger and certain people in the State Department. And in my opinion, I see what's going on, and I'm totally frustrated as an American taxpayer. And also, I'll be honest with you. I grew up in this country. I came here when I was 8.5 years old. I was led to like this country, to love it. And now, as I've been getting older, I got my education here. I'm my bachelor's, my master's in electrical engineering. And the more I'm experiencing a life here, the more I find that special interests control it. Whoever has the money, whoever's in the position.
Sir, how will all that affect NATO?
Well, you know, I think the point one has to make is that every interest group has a right to bring its influence to bear under the Bill of Rights, which protects the right to petition. The recourse that you and I have in this great country is to organize and to bring other points of view to bear. Clearly, the kind of problem that you're citing is the result of 8 years of Nixon, Ford, Kissinger disinformation, brainwashing on non-facts. What we've got to do is organize to put in the White House President Carter, who has put forward as one of his prime issues open democratic government, open, free, and fair discussion of the issues. With regard to the question on NATO,
the
problem that has led the administration in a very unintelligent fashion to try to deal with the Turkey-Greek problem is that both of them are allies of importance to us in the NATO context. The place in which that breaks down is that every time there is a bilateral confrontation between the United States and the Soviet Union, it is the Greeks who are with us and the Turks who stand aside. But we can't forget that in a NATO confrontation in the past, all of the NATO nations have stood together, and that the NATO alliance, however imperfect, is still the best thing we have going for the preservation of Western Europe, its civilization, and that one-third of the industrial power of the world that resides there.
Would you like to see a Secretary of State?
Any other American.
Well, how about some names? There are a lot of other Americans.
I don't think that it would be appropriate for me to try to suggest to the next president, Mr. Carter, who he should place in there as Secretary of State, but I would say that the basic criterion has to be someone who believes in us, as opposed to the present Secretary of State, who believes that we've had it.
To what extent is Mr. Kissinger a victim of the foreign policy establishment that you hear a lot of people talk about?
Well, I think he's not a victim of it at all. I think he's a man who has...
Well, I mean, the intellectual elite in the East, the kind of thing that you hear a lot of people talk about elsewhere in the country.
Well, I've known many of those, and they're, in many cases, in violent disagreement with his Chamberlain-like course into the future. People like Paul Nitzer, George Ball, others who have worked there have violent disagreement with Kissinger's policies. His view is not a typical view at all. I think most Americans do believe that we still have a bright and optimistic future, and that Soviet Empire...
Well,
you see, the problem has been that we've been forced to pay billions and billions of dollars for Iranian and other nations' oil.
Camera 8 went up a little while ago.
Let's give Panama Canal back to the Panamanians, or should we keep that for ourselves like we always have?
I'd like to talk about it in two levels. First, in my judgment, what President Ford has said about Panama Canal is an example of the way in which Secretary Kissinger misleads him. He has said there is absolutely no plan to turn it over to Panama. Kissinger could tell him that the draft treaty that we're in the process of negotiating with Panama will do exactly that at the end of the next period of an undetermined number of years.
Very much.
I'm retired colonel.
Thank you very much for being here. Hi.
Yeah, I'm Sharon.
Yeah, I know. Hi, how are you? Thank you.
The fact that Carter is a Rickover protege doesn't give you any pause for concern, huh?
No, his view of Admiral Rickover is his view from the 1950s, which is essentially what my view was at the time. In the 1950s, J. Edgar Hoover was also a very competent civil servant. The problem there has been that both of them stayed too long.
Mm-hmm.
Great to see you.
Nice to see
Thanks
you
for
see
coming.
You.
Sir, one more
yes,
question.
Sure.
What do you think about the Maryland death sentence?
I don't know. Did they make it applicable to just certain kinds of crimes?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with how it reads. If they did, and if those crimes are of the kind that are generally considered heinous, then I favor the restoration of it. I think that my own view is that the death penalty for those kinds of crimes does provide a deterrent, and that the problem with regard to the rapid rise in the crime rate is such that we've got to use every device we can to try to protect the innocent.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great
I think
they
offer
to cut me off. Yeah, they will.
Because he obviously has some chip on his shoulder. We don't need that air
on
the Virginia Airways. Okay, say hello to your wife.
Sure. Great to see you.
Bye.
My daughter Tracy. That's my daughter. Yes. You
met
me. Yes. All right. Cool. Appreciate you all being down.
On the way to the picnic.
Off to the picnic, huh?
We don't have the bank.
Here.
What are you doing? No, just doing a little shop, putting another house together. So,
great.
Looking for some things. How's things going?
Well, I think we're on a winning course.
I hope so.
With your help?
We'll be around.
That's great.
Good to see you again. Say hello to Mrs. Zumwalt.
Thanks a lot. We'll do.
Everybody stop.
Thank you.
paid you, sir?
We just bought a house out in Vienna, and we're just trying to get some furnishings done. All the little nuisance things, really.
Nice to see you. Very nice to meet
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
You want to come with me?
You've got logistical problems.